I gotta elevate.
You know, for anyone who's looking to have a big bag of cash dropped on their desk using VSLs, I'm excited to say starting your own brand isn't the only way you have to do it. Now, this idea all started for me after I sold my skincare brand. I was traveling around the world. I had a catastrophic crash in crypto, and I got back into studying manifesting. This time specifically for the next big milestone that I had to overcome. I knew I had these big visions and this big vision of a life I had to create, but right now I knew the most important thing I had to manifest in order to get there was a partner who is also a mentor, which, by the way, I want you to start focusing on right now. What is the next big milestone you have to overcome? If you don't know what to do, the most important thing you have to start doing is manifesting the light in the tunnel. There's always a light in the tunnel for you to manifest to doubling your next high score, and understanding and getting crystal clarity on what you have to manifest in order to create that is what's gonna start bringing it to reality. So for me, I knew I needed a business partner who was also a mentor. So I started imagining meeting and having this business partner and how excited I would be in order to have this guy. And I started living in the end and living as if I already had this business partner and putting myself in the frequency that would attract this guy to come to me. No joke, that's what I started doing. 2 weeks later, I go on this boat trip to Croatia, and as you know, that's when I ran into my business partner, Vishen Lakhiani, founder of Mind Valley. And now this time, this was this big 6-day boat cruise traveling around Croatia, all these cool people, all these Swedish models. We were having the time of our life, and on the top of the boat, looking out over the Croatian avatar-looking island, I was talking to Vishen about his model, and he was doing this thing called masterclasses. They had dominated the entire space of webinars, basically inspiring people to go and join Mind Valley. But unfortunately, after the iOS update, a lot of sales that aren't day one sales completely got destroyed, and Mind Valley's, you know, masterclass model started dying, and they were looking to move to do something else. And I was like, okay, maybe we could gotta do something there. I knew Mind Valley had all these authority figures. I knew it had world-class products. I was like, yeah, I think I could do something with this. And by the way, I had just gotten completely destroyed in crypto. I lost my multimillionaire status because of crypto. So I was pretty excited to get in and do something new. I'd been living in hotels in Stockholm for the past 3 months before that. And I was like, dude, I'm so sick of sleeping in hotels. I'm gonna go sleep at your house. Where do you live? And he's like, oh, well, I live in Estonia. I was like, where's that? I'm like, oh, I've never even heard of that place. I'm like, okay. He's like, come back and check it out with us. Which, by the way, is another nugget of a life lesson I've learned. It's just asking your friends, telling them, hey man, can I go sleep on your floor? Can I come sleep on your couch? That is way more fun than sleeping by yourself in hotels. So Vishen says yes. I end up flying back to Estonia to go sleep on his couch for a little bit of time. And while I'm there, I decide to open up AdSpy, and I decide to start spying on some of the campaigns so I could fully understand what they were doing and what they had going on. And as I'm spying on Mind Valley's campaigns, I'm realizing this is fucking it, man. This is everything. This is like the VSL artist playground. Dozens of authority figures, dozens of world-class campaigns. They're an incredible business who can handle all these operations. They have a history of high Facebook account spend, high YouTube account spend. These guys are killers. They just have the wrong model. They just haven't figured out how to tell their author story in a way that inspires strangers on the internet to sign up for Mind Valley today. And I knew this was kind of it, but there was a lot of stuff I was missing, right? I didn't know the deal structure I wanted to do. I didn't know, you know, how I was gonna do this, how much to ask for, how this could possibly work. And I remember sitting down at Vishen's house, and I'm like, hey Vishen, what's your Wi-Fi password? You don't need to log into your Wi-Fi. And he's like, oh, it's $10 billion. It was $10 billion. My Wi-Fi password is $170 million. And I just start thinking to myself, if Mind Valley was worth $10 billion, how much equity would I need to own to make $170 million? I'm like, oh my God, that's like 1.7%. I was like, you do not need a lot of equity in these big ass companies to really have a giant bag of cash dropped on your desk. And I start researching Mind Valley's business model, and it's what's called a SVOD, a subscription video on demand business, kind of like Netflix. You know, when you have a lot of people signed up as a subscription and they're all consuming video content, that's one of the highest multiple businesses that you can have. And I'm like, God damn, I do not need a lot of equity in this company to seriously have a monster win in my life. Now, I can't tell you exactly what the deal was that I struck with Mindvalley, but I will tell you what I recommend you structure a deal like this later in this video. I end up striking a deal with Mindvalley, and it becomes one of the greatest playgrounds of creating VSLs of all time. The amount of experience that I got working with expert after expert after expert, dozens of experts. We shot 32 VSLs over the course of the next year. And one of the VSLs, the Silva Ultramind Method, became the number one video on the entire planet on YouTube ads. It's still running today. If you go on VidTao, you top in top 10 videos longer than 10 minutes, you search by last 30 days. I'm grateful to say, praise Jesus, the Silva Ultramind VSL became the number one VSL on the entire planet. And I went from the very bottom to the very top of the entire VSL game. I couldn't have been more proud. And the amount of lessons that I learned there were unbelievable. All things I'm gonna share with you in this program. How to sell courses, how to close courses, subscriptions, how to sell high ticket products. We're selling a $399 a year subscription and it became the number one campaign on the planet. Couldn't have been more proud. Today, I'm making six figures a month completely on autopilot with the specific strategy I'm gonna share with you. I've got a team of three writers and a director of operations who all glue the piece to the team that we created inside Mindvalley. I've got an incredible moat with the business model I'm gonna explain with you in just a minute that keeps me protected, it keeps me a partner, and it keeps me unable from being fired. It's amazing. And all I gotta do is show up to basically one call a week and show up to the VSL shoots that we do, which I love doing, by the way. I get to hang out with all these world-class authors. It's incredible. On top of that, all by selling what I think is some of the coolest products on the planet. Every time I get someone to sign up to a Mindvalley course, it's like a life changed. Anyone who signs up to Mindvalley is a life changed. And every dollar we get is a life changed. Therefore, the more money we make, the more lives we change. It's an incredible feeling when you're promoting products that literally are changing the world. It's like I have a duty, a responsibility to make as much money at Mindvalley as possible because each dollar is a life transformed. Sometimes I get comments even on Facebook where someone's about to kill themselves and then they find the Lifebook campaign and then they transform their entire vision of the future of their life. They discover that life's been so bleak and hard for them because they never really got an amazing future. And after taking Lifebook, they transform. You know, it feels really, really good to be selling products that are absolutely changing lives. So turning around companies is the opportunity that I want to talk to you briefly right now. And the first thing I want to talk to you about is the risks, right? Because there are some big risks associated with turning around companies. Now, the reason that the VSL department was successful is one, we could create a VSL that made it able for them to print cash. But the only reason why that VSL was able to continuously print cash was because Mindvalley had an incredible team and an incredible operation internally that could keep this ball rolling, right? That could hit the gas. They had experience for scaling campaigns in the past and they knew what to do. They knew the basics to scaling up on their own already. I recently ran into a guy at Affiliate World who didn't have this experience, right? He came in, was doing a similar turnaround partnership deal, but he partnered with somebody who didn't have experience in blowing up before in the past. So when he started scaling, they couldn't handle the amount of scale that he was trying to do, and it became very frustrating with them, right? They didn't have the processes to keep this thing going. They didn't have the teams and systems to keep this going. So the warning is, there is a giant variable that you can't quite control when you're turning around companies, which is why the number one variable I think you have to look at is, have these guys been successful before? Mindvalley dominated the webinar space. So they were able to dominate the VSL space and just needed a VSL director to come in and help kickstart the whole thing and transform them. Be very careful with the specific deal. Make sure you're partnering with someone who's already gotten the results you want to get. Make sure you're taking somebody who's already been to great heights but crashed after the recent IO updates and come in and use VSLs to turn them all around. That is a monstrous, monstrous opportunity that exists all over the internet. I mean, I remember when I had my skincare brand, right? When we were scaling, there was a time at the beginning where we had to make a $300,000 drop on inventory. Like, scary shit. Like, there's actions that will come up that I would have never made, decisions I would have never made internally, and because I would have never made them, I would have hit the ceiling and we would have never been able to scale. It was because of my world-class business partner, who was a professional, had been there, done there before, knew what was coming up. That was the reason why we were able to sustain the scale. I was the reason we were able to make the scale, and the reason we were actually able to achieve the scale was because we had inventory to sell. And if you work with guys who aren't pros, they're gonna drop the ball in those specific key details that only pros understand, pros that can make it happen. But when you get it right, shit explodes faster than you could ever imagine. Here's a couple more warning signs. There's a few other things I wanna share with you to make sure you know what's coming. The hardest part right at the beginning, right at the very beginning when I joined on in Mindvalley, was just convincing people to run 40-minute videos on cold traffic. I'm gonna talk later about the length of VSLs and how long they should be, but I'll tell you right now, if you're selling $399 for the year, you need to tell the full story, right? If you're selling an expensive product like a supplement where you need to have an AOV of $200 or more, you need the full story. VSL has gotta be half hour to an hour long, maybe even longer. Some of the biggest supplement campaigns are even longer. So the hardest part when I started was just convincing the people at Mindvalley, right, that we needed to run 40-minute campaigns, right? They all looked at me like I was retarded, right? And the second hardest part was just telling them we just need to run broad traffic and send it and just spend all of our time focused on the VSL because that's how I've done it my whole career. They also thought that was pretty stupid, but it's understandable, right? It sounds so counterintuitive and it sounds so ridiculous, right? But the only way to start out and convince them is by getting the numbers. So putting the numbers down is what's really gonna get people to transform. Now here's the second rule I gotta be careful about. You really gotta watch out here. And I'm not joking, guys. This one's the real deal here, okay? So pay attention, right? When you steal the show, you're stealing someone else's spotlight. This is a problem, okay? This is a problem. This is a monstrous lesson that I had to learn, right? If you're stealing the spotlight, you don't steal the spotlight, you take the spotlight from someone else. If you go into a company and you just go full Super Saiyan, full Ultra Instinct, and all of a sudden the whole world loves you and everybody loves you, you're taking the spotlight off of someone else. Someone else who might have been there before and really cherished that they were a valued, recognized star of the show within the company. And if you come in and decide to take that from him, that's gonna create problems. This happens so many times, you don't believe it. So the biggest lesson for you that you need to understand is give away the spotlight. If you take the spotlight from somebody, inside of them, they really only have three options. One, they get the fuck over it, which if like a lot of leaders and people who've been successful at the hard time dropping their ego, this one typically doesn't happen. What actually happens is they fall into this state of jealousy and animosity and they don't really like you. And the problem there is that that continues every single day for them and they will never escape this feeling. And every day becomes a living pain for them. So they have two options. One, they can either quit the job, which they don't really want to do. They like winning. They don't like giving up and quitting. Or two, they start plotting your demise. This is a real, real thing because every single day they're in pain and the only way they can get out of pain is if they leave or they take you down. So watch out. What you need to do is give them back the spotlight. Recognition, recognition, recognition. I'd rather have the money than have the spotlight. Thankfully for the founders and the business partners, the numbers make it really obvious where the big difference is coming from, but you always want to pass recognition down to the people who are helping make this whole thing a reality, right? You will make way more if you can shift the recognition off of you and shift the spotlight back on the people who matter and really make it like really have them involved and be in the team and just not like write it off or write anything off inside them. You really gotta give them the kind of recognition they need. And you gotta start building the ally and the friendship within the company. There's always somebody who wants to go against you and wants to be your nemesis. You gotta give them back the spotlight and give them the love and recognition that they're looking for and cherishing at the end of the day. But yeah, I mean, if you're able to overcome all of these obstacles, this shit is worth it. You are skipping the startup phase, you're skipping the figure it out stage, you're skipping the branding stage, you're skipping the get customer support stage, you're skipping all the stages and going straight to the money, which is how do we make a VSL that prints cash? Hey, if I unlock this amount of stuff, I unlock equity. Hey, if we do this amount, we'll get revenue. Now, outside of just turning around companies, there's also buyouts, right? A lot of people are talking about this online, buying companies. And the cool thing is, I didn't realize, you don't actually need any money to buy companies. You can pay them with the future profits of their company. Here's the problem. They're working every day. They don't really like it. You come in and say, hey, I'm going to buy this company from you. I'm going to turn it around and I'm going to pay you out of future profits, right? Over the next 2 years until you get the money back that you want for the buyout that you want. And then I'm going to take it over from there. So let's talk about business model structures for turning around companies. Now, if you're taking somebody from who's doing $1 million to $4 million a year, and you're getting them to $1 million to $4 million a month, right? A full-on transformation, all because they didn't know that their ads were shitty, they didn't know how to scale their campaigns up to a new dimension, and they didn't take this program and learn how to make gangster-ass VSLs that can go nuclear on the ad platforms. That is a 50% value add, right? That's a full-on business partner coming in and being like, yo, I'm the fucking growth god. I'm gonna take you from $1 million a year to $1 million a month, and you're gonna absolutely transform, right? That's a 50% play on the cash flow there, right? That's a huge amount of cash coming in, and that is a 50% value add that you'll be providing there. Now, as the company gets bigger, depending on how much revenue that they're asking for, you ask for less depending on how much value you can really add there. Another big lesson that I learned is you don't want to be an agency. You want to be a partner. The difference between agencies and partners is that agencies can get fired and partners can't. Right? I can't tell you how many times my agency friends have made someone so much money they can go buy a yacht and then they go leave and they go figure it out all on their own. So when it comes to putting together these deals, I have a very affiliate-based mentality, right? Time unlockment isn't a thing for me. I come to them and I say, hey, the second that we get to $1 million a month, I unlock X equity. The second I get to $2 million a month or $3 million in a month, we unlock equity. $4 million a month, we unlock equity, right? The whole thing. So we set up milestones to unlock the equity so that I'm incentivized to make this whole thing happen. In terms of what you actually get paid, I recommend charging a flat fee on revenue. There's two ways you can do it. You can either charge a percentage of spend for people that spend on your VSLs or percentage of revenue for day one cold sell traffic. I like to charge 5% of revenue on day one, which means I'm not counting Halo revenue. I'm not counting any other email revenue. They get to keep all of that. But what I do get to keep are people that 5% of the revenue from people that sign up day one through a VSL that I create. So what that ends up doing is it creates this moat around my campaigns, right? Because I make a campaign, and if a big brand wants to run it, then they have to pay me for that VSL. If they don't want to run it anymore, I don't get paid for the VSL anymore, which is fair, right? If you're not helping them print cash, you don't deserve to print cash, right? You only deserve to make the money if you're helping them make the money. And that's the kind of deal flow that I like to create because it creates this big moat around me, right? There's also a little bit of specifics because the hardest part about this is blazing the trail at the beginning and kickstarting the whole brand and getting it off the ground. But once you do, and once the whole company knows, hey, VSLs can work, we can make VSL campaigns like that, you want to build a moat around your specific ads by saying, like, listen, when I make this big campaign, you can't just come in and add one short 2-minute testimonial video to my VSL and suddenly call it a brand new VSL that you created, right? You have to take monster swings and monster hits to have the right to own your own VSLs. When you're doing revenue deals, I really like them because it's very simple. If you ever want to do profit share deals, that becomes a huge pain in the ass because you got to have your accounting team come in and their accounting team come in, and there's always discrepancies on numbers or what and this, that, and the other thing. 90% of your problems will come from trying to do a profit share deal when just doing revenue share deals are so much easier because it's so much more black and white. So I highly recommend doing revenue share deals or spend share deals. And I like the revenue share deals myself. But again, just to hammer this home, make sure you stay protected on your own ads. One of the crappy parts about teaching is that once you teach something to somebody, they don't need you anymore, right? I experienced that myself in my career in the past. So you want to set it up so that every time they run your ads, you you get paid from that, right? That creates this moat that allows you to stay safe and stay protected, and it makes sure that they stay dependent on you. So you become their source of VSLs, and you become their source of monster swings at campaigns, and you get paid for as long as they run the campaigns. That's the turnaround business model. That's the buying a business model idea. But there's still one more, even crazier idea I want to talk to you about in the next video, which is VSLs for crypto companies. You wouldn't believe that's coming. See you there.